coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, Sound, Matter, and Faith.
I'm not sure what's in your path, but there's surely something in your path. There's something in your path. What are you going to do when you get there? What are you going to do? Are you going to be pleading, oh God, please do something? Oh God, I didn't know this was on my path. Listen, there's something in your path. You're not going to just run free. No, it's not the will of God. You're going to get somewhere and you find that masked devil. It doesn't matter what he's wearing. You say in the name of Jesus Christ, get out of my way. You know what? When you do that, some will fall away. And you keep journeying. You get to another one. And you say in the name of Jesus Christ, get out of my way. It will not move. And you step back. And you say in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to get out of my way. It's still standing there. You say in the name of Jesus Christ. Now you get ready and you say, get out of my way. You push it down. Are you hearing me? So you push it down. After that one, there's another one. When you get to that one, you say in the name of Jesus, get out of my way. It's still standing. You say in the name of Jesus, I push you down. It's still standing. And you go back a little bit. You speak in other tongues. Are you hearing me? And then you say in the name of Jesus Christ, you walk too. You walk to, you will look back and see he wasn't even there. I said he wasn't even there. It was a mirage. Are you still there? Now you can understand when God tells you, don't worry, it is nothing. When you face the biggest troubles, that's what the Spirit says. The small ones, he lets you train your faith. You talk and you kick and you push. When you get to the bigger ones, God says the battle is not your battle. Oh, my God! Hey! The battle is not your battle. He says, don't worry. You don't need to shout. You don't need to kick. You don't need to push. Just keep going. Hallelujah. Then you get to where he is, and he is not there. Oh, where is he? Then the Father says, I told you it was nothing. His name is called nothing. Hallelujah. So when you keep shouting and you're commanding and you're praying and kicking and pushing and nothing is happening, stop for a moment. As the Pastor Chris said the other day, when you keep shouting and pushing and kicking and there's no change, just walk through. Hallelujah. Just walk through. Get back to business. Glory to God. Sit down, sit down, sit down. Thank you. You just walk through. Let nothing discourage you. What are you made of? The Word. What are you made of?
The Word.
Say it again.
The Word.
That's what you're made of. You're made of the Word. That's where you're from. That's your life. You're from the Word. That's who I am. I'm a winner every day. See, keep these principles in your mind. Meditate on them. Every day. Meditate on them until they become your mentality. Until they become the only way you think. It's not possible for me to be discouraged about anything. Discouraged. It's not possible. Discouragement files were deleted from my system a long time ago. Don't get discouraged. In 1980, God spoke to me. He said, one thing I require of you. He said, be strong and very courageous. And I've kept to it. He said to me, be strong and very courageous. Then he said, have no fear. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. That's what he said to me, 1980. When God talks to you, you take his word into your spirit. You can bet your life on it. You can bet your life on it. And you just ride on that word and live joyfully, pleasing him. Hagar called him the one who sees me. What a name. That was our understanding of God, the one who sees me. It didn't matter where she was. He was called the one who sees me. Is he that to you? Does he know your address? Is he the one who sees you? Does he know where you are? Thank you, Lord Jesus. So God, take him. Glorify. He's the one who sees me. Dora Manda Gagiros Kosha Taka Baradis. Ima Taka Baradis. Song Taka Baradis.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Eroni Memorial Building, Akissim, opposite Soroti Taxi Park, Eastern Uganda, and Christ Embassy, Nakatunya Widows Hall, Eastern Uganda. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0705-386-452.